Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris
Fade. Do you think when Sean Paul's sick in bed and he needs his temperature, he's like, hey, mom, check my temperature.
Pretty Mel.
Big Rossi is handsome.
And Big Rossi.
Oh, there's a whole website.
There is.
Hot or not, put myself on there.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
You guys are awesome. You make my day beautiful every day.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Hello, mum. Hello, dad. We are live. Good morning across the UAE. 6:03 as we do it, November 24th. It's got to be payday today.
It's got to be today.
It's got to be today.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, for
hey,
sure.
Hey, just going back to the news.
Yeah.
Just a couple of things I want to talk about there.
Okay.
Trump has conceded.
Well, yeah. So, apparently, he's ordered his team to begin the transition of power because now Michigan has been certified as going towards Joe Biden. So, as the days go by, it's looking more and more like he doesn't really have
a chance
to kind of battle it. So
yeah, about two weeks, you know, later than I thought that we were expecting.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. And then there's a vaccine out of Oxford that looks like.
Yeah. So in India, there's a vaccine called Covishield, which is Oxford.
Well, I like the name. I think the name sounds good.
So
Covishield.
This is Oxford AstraZeneca, and this is the first time I've heard like a price on how much it's going to actually cost.
How much?
So this is in India. It's going to cost up to 1,000 rupees, which is 49 dirhams, if you get it from the pharmacy.
Great price.
And the government supply will be 250 rupees a dose, which is 12 dirhams.
That's amazing. Good on them. Good on us, world.
But they say privately, like, you know, right now the governments are going to be distributing it, but privately it won't be available before March. Earliest you can think is March, which, you know what, is really not that far away.
It's not far away
at
all.
This is in India, by the way, in India.
All right. Well, yeah, all countries are doing it around the world, obviously, making their own ways when it comes to the vaccine. So, well, that's a good little start to a Tuesday morning.
And sporting events in England, which is amazing too. Yeah.
If you go back home, you may be able to go watch Everton.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm a big fan, but I might just sort of watch it on the telly.
Yeah, fair enough. Listen, hey, welcome to Tuesday. Hope you're doing okay, no matter what it is that you're doing right now on the way to work or doing that gym run, whatever it is. We're doing well. We're doing all right. I haven't had a coffee yet. Have you had one yet?
I had a tiny little sip of a coffee. I need to finish it. Like, I need it.
Rossi's at 6 already.
Of course. I love it.
He's down 6, ready to go.
That's my breakfast.
Phone guy, Eddie. No, okay. What's going on?
We need to talk to
Nala.
What
happened?
She's got sunglasses on.
She might start crying here.
Really?
Well...
You don't have conjunctivitis.
I went and did my eyebrows, and I think I got an infection or allergic reaction.
Stop. Let me see it.
I've already had a look. She got her eyes out, and they look all right to me.
She looks all right. I mean, she's wearing sunglasses.
Did you get it threaded?
You got it threaded.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes you know, the loose skin on your eyelid.
Oh,
sometimes
inflames.
If it gets caught, it'll sometimes inflame. It'll be
Where did you go? I'll,
put some ice on that.
Word to them, yeah. Put a bit of Neosporin or a little bit of de-inflammation cream, you know?
Ice also.
Should have let us know. I got kids. I got a lot of stuff at home.
That's also true.
Could have brought it all in for you.
Yeah.
Hey, who's up right now? We'd love to hear from you. Call us 04871-5544 is our phone number in the studio. 04871-5544. We'd love to get you on right now. Be our first caller. First caller of the day. It's always good to hear from you. Also still to come. We're going to attempt to break this Guinness World Record this week. I think we're doing it on Thursday morning. We will decide with you what that record will be today.
Yes.
Today, which
is
great.
I'm excited.
Same with me. Pop quiz back at 7:10. It's all the deal. Let's go. The Chris Fade Show right here on Virgin Radio. Already joining us on the show. It's our first caller of the morning. It's Danny. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Chris. I love you in the morning.
Yay! We love
Chris in the morning.
We love you. We love you in the morning, Danny. Thank you so much. What's going on? What are you doing at 6:09 on a Tuesday morning?
Actually, I'm heading to Al Qudra cycling track, and I'll be meeting Sarah, my friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice stuff. Obviously, Al Qudra, you're going for a cycle. Is that what's going on?
Yes. Sarah is a cancer fighter. She's fighting cancer for long years now, and she will be celebrating 1 year of no chemotherapy this year on her birthday in January 16.
Good honor.
So her project is to Yes, her project is to cycle 100 kilometers. We started 10 kilometers only 2 months back, and now we are building up. Today, it's 45 kilometers.
Good wow. on your friend, Sarah. This is great. So she hasn't had to do chemo for 1 year, is that right?
Yes. In her birthday, on her birthday in January 16, it's 1 year of no chemotherapy.
No chemo, which is great news. Obviously, you do the chemo when they, you know, cancer is just a horrible thing, isn't it? It's just so horrible. I got a friend of mine who has cancer, and it's dormant cancer, which means it's sitting in her body,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not doing much, but it's always going to sit there.
Wow!
So every 3 to 4 months,
yeah,
she gets something called immunotherapy, which is like a it's like something that boosts your immune system, so it gets your body fighting it. And then they get she has to get scanned every 3 months just to make sure
that's like not
that
spreading.
It hasn't spread. And I is this the same as Sarah? Is this the same as your friend?
Yes, Sarah is cancer free, but she's not free of cancer yet. So she's using exercise as medicine as well.
Good on her. Yeah, it's a mental game as well. But I applaud you if you've had cancer or you're fighting it right now. Honestly, I applaud you. I don't know how you do it, but you are doing it. So well done. Everyone needs a friend like Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, everyone needs a friend like you, bud. So well done. Well done on doing that. Go enjoy 45 kilometers this morning, and please give Sarah a big hug and a kiss from all of us. Okay.
Send good vibes. Thank you, everyone.
See you, my man. See you, my man.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, so Drake is signing a deal. I've said, is it with Reebok, Adidas, Nike, or Under Armour? Which company does Drake feel most aligned to?
And that would be Nike.
Ah, there it is.
So actually, you know what? Drake signed a deal with Nike back in 2013.
Ooh, wow, that long ago?
Yeah, but, you know, we've been waiting for something to come out of this collaboration because he shot the video for Laugh Now, Cry Later in the Nike headquarters.
Okay.
And we're like, okay, this has to mean that he's coming out with a collab. Well,
sure, yeah.
We will get it December 18th. December 18th is the date. He put a teaser up on his Instagram. So that's what we have to wait for.
Cool stuff. Drake and Nike, that's a good collab. Definitely going to sell.
Yeah.
Will it sell as much as Kanye and Adidas for the Yeezy brand?
I don't know.
Time will
tell
on that
one. Now you say that, I can imagine him in a Nike tracksuit.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. He wears it all the time.
Yeah.
It's very subtle, but he wears it all the time. Okay, so let's talk about that Zoom audition that went viral this week. Euphoria actor Lucas Gage was doing an audition on Zoom when the director decided to insult his apartment, not knowing that he was not on mute.
These poor people live in these tiny apartments. Like, I'm looking at his, you know, background, and he's got his TV and you know.
Yeah, mute it. I know it's a apartment. That's why give me this job so I can get a better one. All right. ready?
Oh my God, I'm so, so sorry.
No, it's totally. Listen, I'm living in a 4x4 box. It's fine. Just give me the job and we'll be fine.
So he said these poor people living in these small apartments. Let me ask you something. Who would have leaked that? Because
he posted it. So Lucas is the one who posted it.
Wow, why would he do that for?
Because I think he handled the situation really well.
He did, but will it jeopardize him getting the role now?
I don't know. Well, I can actually now tell you that it looks like he didn't get the role after all. And it looks like the director, Page Six, is saying that it's someone named Tristram Shapiro. You may not know the name, but you know the shows. He's worked with Parks and Recreation, The Good Place, Never Have I Ever, like the list goes on
Shapiro,
and on.
Shapiro, that's a
It's a big
surname,
name.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's possibly going to be releasing a statement this week to kind of tackle this situation.
I wonder if Lucas, the actor, knew that he didn't get the role. Then he dropped the video. He's
maybe.
Like, I was pressing record on that Zoom.
Maybe. Who knows?
Interesting
but
stuff. Good PR for Lucas Cage as well. Now,
yeah, exactly.
Gage, now we're all talking about him, right?
Totally. And finally, guys, if there's one thing you're going to watch this week, please watch the In Wonder documentary with Shawn Mendes. I watched it last night. It is so good. I was like emotional watching and I don't know why. It's just a really cool look at a kid who followed his dreams and made it. You look at his family.
Cool.
You look at his struggles, which is great. The other thing we look at is his relationship with Camila Cabello. And this is what he had to say.
I don't think that I'm going to be able to write songs that really do it justice, that can really capture the things and the feelings with her. But I think it's like when you see a moon or stars and you try and take a photo of it with your iPhone, and then you just can't. It just doesn't look good. And you're like, gosh, that's supposed to be captured. You know?
What a line.
It's just supposed to be for us.
It's like when you take a photo when you're outside an airplane 30,000 feet and the skies look so beautiful and you take a photo when you just look at it, doesn't give it justice.
Yeah.
It needs to be seen with the naked eye.
This but you is, know, he's 22 years old.
Yeah, good on him. They won't be together forever.
Probably.
Duvet's got their own one coming out on Netflix as well.
What yeah, is we it have, yeah.
It's about our rise. It's called The Rise of Two Uncharted Men Living in L.A. One was Affleck, one was Damon. Their careers didn't go well, so they hit the streets and went to music.
I think that's it's a bit of a long title.
No, we believe it's catchy.
We've got an acronym for it.
What is it?
Chris will tell you.
8466222TT411.
What are the numbers?
B.
Where are the numbers?
Yeah, you can't. Don't worry. We're down with it.
We're thinking about just calling it Undercover. What do you think?
I think that's a great name.
Yeah.
Under the cover duvet, you get it?
Undercover, yeah.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
The Emoji Game. Emoji. On the Chris Fade Show.
All right, explain the premise of the game, how this works. Now, you can play along wherever you're listening to this.
Yes, so we're all really, really good at emojis. We use them so much in our WhatsApp group. We're always communicating using emojis. So what I've done here is I've created the Emoji Game. I've got five movies.
Okay.
What I've done is I've typed them out on my phone, like using emojis only, okay?
Okay.
I've then got my phone, put into the computer, and translated those emojis into audio, into speech.
Right. Okay. So we're going to hear the emojis, basically.
You're going to hear emojis. Yeah. Okay, so you have to tell me what movies they are, all right?
All right, we ready to do this?
Yeah, ready.
Do you want to get competitive, or is that a bad idea?
Bad idea.
Just play together?
Okay, we'll play together. I'll answer.
Yep.
Okay,
and
here we go.
Emojis, here we go.
Movie number one.
Wolf. Manhole.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Correct, well done. Play
Good
it
job,
out.
Chris.
Play it out, let us hear it.
Wolf. Man holding cash. Road sign. Iron Bull statue.
So you get it. Good. Wolf, I mean, Wolf gave it away. Man holding cash at Wall Street. And the bull. There's a bull on the Wall Street.
Yep.
I've hung from that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I've hung.
Wouldn't do that now.
Whereabouts from the back? Or where
everywhere, actually. I hung all over it.
Okay. Next one, movie number two.
Elephant. Man wearing crown. Finger pointing to American flag.
Oh, breathe. Oh, we're not competing.
I know it.
Coming to America.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Well done, Pretty. Got it? That's
Elephant. Man wearing crown. Finger pointing to American flag.
Coming to America.
What new movie was the elephant representing?
Because there's a scene in there that the elephant runs past him when he's in his home kingdom. Do you remember at the start?
Yep. All right, here we go. Yep. Emoji game. Here we go. Guess the movie from the emojis.
Man dressed as clown. Man with angry face.
Man dressed as clown. Is it it?
No.
No, that's the balloon, isn't it? The clown. Angry face. Chris, any idea?
Man dressed as clown. Man with angry face.
Oh, Joker.
Well done, Pretty.
I was going to say the mask.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
Joker is correct. Pretty Malik doing well
here.
We're not competing.
This is not a competition.
Please don't make it a competition. We're in this together.
Okay,
Chris,
it's not a competition, but in my head, it's just 2-1. Okay. Man
with white vest and mustache. Singing, big crowd of people.
I know.
Go on.
The Greatest Showman.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Man with white vest and mustache. Singing, big crowd of people.
Singing.
Freddie Mercury, Queen. Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen. The movie about Queen.
Well, you said it first, Pretty.
We're not competing.
No,
it's
I said it. And I get the point. I get the point.
We're not competing. No.
I'm just saying it in my head. 3-1.
No, it's not. It's not 3-1. In your head, it's 2-2 now.
No, it's...
In your head, it's 2-2.
We're not competing.
Put it in your head. It's 2-2.
3-1.
2-2.
Pretty said it first. 3-1. That's just in my head. That's just
last one.
Man swimming underwater.
Chris.
Mermaid tail.
Aquaman.
Sorry?
Aquaman.
Aquaman is correct.
Yeah,
Chris, we're not competing.
So it's 3-2. In your head, it'd be 3-2. No. I want it in your head. In your head, I want it. Chris won.
We're not competing.
No, I know we're not competing.
We won together.
For Rossi's head.
No, in my head, it's definitely 3-2 to Pretty Malik.
No.
I can, you know, in my head here, yeah, it's 3-2 still to Pretty.
I'm in your head as well, Rossi.
Get out my head.
No, I'm in your head and
why
it's,
are you in here?
I won 3-2. That's in your head.
No.
There's a lot of room inside here. Wow. A little windy this morning. Clouds are looking good. I thought it was going to rain yesterday, but it
didn't.
Held up.
It was sad.
You wanted it to rain?
It looks so nice and gloomy. I like gloomy skies.
Do you?
Yeah.
What don't you like, pretty? Tell me what you don't like, pretty. That's what I like.
Like weather-wise? Like what I don't like weather-wise?
Just in life in general, what don't you like, pretty?
I don't like eating coriander.
Coriander, cool.
You hate coriander?
How come you call it coriander? Because Americans call it cilantro.
I don't know. I've always called it coriander.
I can't stand coriander. But, you know, when you do a DNA test, it sits in there. Like when you do one of those DNA tests, it tells you people just either like coriander Correct. Or don't like coriander. Rossi?
It's in the genes.
Don't even know what it is.
Coriander.
Don't know.
Jeez. It's good. The Chris Fade Show. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. We're excited right now.
It was a silly idea. Now it's happening.
Well, it all stemmed last week when it was Guinness World Record Day, right? Internationally around the world, everyone was celebrating it. And we got talking about it and we were looking at all the records that were being broken here in the UAE. And it was fabulous to talk about it. Then the guys from Guinness got in contact with us.
And they said, hey, do you want to break a record? We're like, hey, why not? And we started getting to these discussions, looking at different world records around the world.
Not easy. There's a lot of records.
Definitely not easy at all.
And over this whole week, we've been hearing it from you that listen to the show, what records you believe we should try to attempt. A lot of them had to do with radio, like the longest radio broadcast that. And I mean, to be honest with you guys, I'm not ready for it. Like I think it was like 72 hours or 90 hours.
It's like, it's too long. Honestly, we were just looking, let's be real. We were looking for the laziest way to get a Guinness World Record.
The easiest way.
Yeah, like it's already been a tough year. We haven't gone on holidays.
Yeah, like
we've just worked.
And same as everyone, really.
We've all just gone through it together. So the last thing I want to do is like, I'm going to go do a 90-hour radio show to break a world record. Maybe later on we can maybe attempt something. Yeah. I don't know. Let's have a look at that. No, Ross is saying no straight out.
Been there, done that.
But yeah, we wanted something. So he's back with us on the show.
Yeah, Shadi Gad, who is the senior marketing manager for Guinness World Records in the MENA region.
Shadi, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good morning. Good to hear from you guys again.
You doing well?
All good, all good.
Did you break any records in the last 24 hours?
I haven't, and I'm hoping you guys will.
Well, listen, we got your suggestions yesterday. You gave us three solid suggestions. One was to identify as many Justin Bieber songs just from the lyrics, right?
Yeah, and in one minute we were like, that's too much brain power.
Now, remember, we put this out to you guys on our Instagram page as well. You guys have voted. The other one was how many post-it notes, yellow post-it notes you can put on your face in a certain amount of time.
It was 30 seconds, and the record to beat was 38, and it just looks too difficult.
And it just, we don't think we could get that. We tried it, we attempted it, and we were failing. Yeah. The fact that we've got a lot of facial hair, including pretty, we just felt like it wasn't going to stick. The third one, which was the Tilt-A-Cup game.
Yes, it's the fastest game of 5-cup Tilt-A-Cup.
Now, if you don't know what this game is, let me explain it. You get a cup, you're standing about 2 meters away. Let's say Pretty has a ping pong ball in her hand. She has to bounce the ping pong ball on the ground. I will catch it in a cup. The ping pong ball now is now in that cup. I will grab another cup and put it inside that cup.
Yeah.
So now the cup is tilting a little bit.
Correct.
And she will throw another ping pong ball, and I've got to catch the next ball in the cup. And then I put another, and you're basically building like a Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yep.
A really wiggly sort of windy cups.
Yes.
And you got to try to get as many as we possibly can.
And you have to do it in less than 40 seconds.
So, Shadi, we would just be like to say here at Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show, we are going to attempt the easiest one that doesn't have a record right now, and that is the Tilt-A-Cup one. So we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Good to know. A few guidelines. Whenever we do have the record attempt, we will be sending you an official adjudicator who will go through the guidelines with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you a few tips.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys been practicing?
We did a little bit this morning before the show started. Pretty's gone and got the ping pong balls, and
he's lying.
We had a go,
and it wasn't that bad.
And we're going to practice all today, and we'll practice tomorrow because Thursday we're trying to break this attempt. So, what advice can you give us?
Okay, the advice I would say is, first of all, practice is the main thing. So you have to bounce the ball onto the ground. So there's one bounce between you. So there's a bounce, and then it goes into the cup. But the distance of 2 meters means the whole body. So meaning even your hand when you're throwing the ball, it has to be behind the 2 meters. So if you don't follow these guidelines, the attempt would be a failed attempt.
Okay.
How many tries do we get?
And what's your bank account number?
Hey, stop!
That's not going to work, Chris.
Damn.
It's three attempts.
Three tries.
Three attempts. Okay.
Now so the maximum time is 40 minutes. That's a minimum requirement. Because there's no current record holder, that would be the time to beat.
So we have to say we do 10, for instance.
What, 10 seconds?
Like 10 catches within 40 seconds.
This is just five. It's five cups, tilted cups. So you just need five balls and five in total.
Rossi.
But we want to break a world record. Can we do 10?
That's not the record, though.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Shadi, just
ignore him.
Just agree with him. That's what we do on the show all the time. Go, well done, Rossi. Well done.
So, do we do 10?
Yeah, just go, yes, Rossi. Yes, Rossi.
Okay.
Sure, Rossi. We'll figure it out.
There it is, Shadi. Well done.
I don't get it, though.
Thank you, Shadi, once again. He's the main man there at Guinness.
Yes,
right?
Senior marketing manager. Guinness World Records, Mina.
We appreciate your time. And so Thursday, we're gonna do it here, just outside our studios.
Yeah.
In a social distance manner. We will film the thing, so it's all on records. You're going to have an official adjudicator from Guinness down here as well as we attempt to break the Tilt-A-Cup world record. Is that right?
Good luck. Yep, that's all right. Good luck, guys. It's going to be amazing. Hopefully you can become officially.
I'd love it. Will we be in the book?
It all depends, really. Let's first get the record, then we can talk about
that. Okay, all right, fair enough. I agree. Let's get the record first. Because let me tell you something. If we fail at this, there's not even a record here and we're going to fail. There's a chance we may fail it. From a conversation 30 minutes ago, we realized that Rossi has no idea what coriander is, aka cilantro.
Yeah.
The Americans call it cilantro. I don't know why you call it coriander.
I don't know. Maybe it's a desi thing.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. Whatever it is, I don't like it.
Literally 25 minutes ago that occurred. We now have cilantro in the studio, coriander. And for the first time, Rossi, now either you like coriander or your DNA will reject it. Seriously.
Is this a thing?
It's a thing that either you like coriander or you cannot stand coriander, cilantro.
It's in the genes.
It's
apparently
in the genes. Honestly, it is. This is no word
like
of a lie.
Pre-decided for you whether you're going to like it or not.
So right now, have a think about it. Do you like coriander if you're listening to this? Because if you don't, it's in your genes that you don't. If you do, you've got it. For the first time ever, Rossi.
Did you smell it?
It smells horrible.
He's got a good amount in his hand. He's got a fistful.
I'm going to put the whole thing in.
Fist, yeah, 100%. Fist,
it's not spicy,
it's not
it?
Spicy.
No.
Here you go. Coriander has now entered Rossi's mouth. Sound effects there.
What do you think?
He's going to tell us if he is a coriander fan or not in minutes here. Seconds, possibly. Oh, he's making a weird face, though.
Well, why is there like 17 flavors in one go? Like one time it tastes like grass. Next time it...
This is what flavor tastes like, Rossi.
It's because it's not bangers and mash, dude.
That's what I mean. It's like flavors. Well, do you like it?
So I might as well go outside to that grass verge, lie on my hands and knees and take a bite out of the grass, because that is just horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. So you don't like coriander?
Like,
some people love that taste.
Yeah.
Like they love eating it. That's what I'm saying.
Like on its own?
Yeah, I mean,
with the food and all that. But like
what do you put it on?
Loads everything. Literally every single
ice cream,
Indian dish.
Everything. Morning.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Virgin Radio's hashtag thank you UAE.
Because it just brings back all the memories.
Powered by Zoho.
Emirates Airline.
Pure Line.
Amity University Dubai.
Gargash Mercedes-Benz.
And Hot Pack Global.
What are you thankful for towards the UAE? It's the hashtag thank you UAE, celebrating the memories of our favorite things to do and the opportunities this country has given us. We've teamed up with the likes of Pure Line and Zoho and Amity University Dubai and Emirates Airline. We just want to hear them. We want to hear your thank yous. That's all it's about. Don't forget, you can book exciting getaways by the 29th of November with the Emirates National Day offer. We're celebrating this gorgeous country as we get up to our National Day, right?
Exactly.
So call us 04871 at 5544 or send us a message at 4008. Tell us what you want to say thank you to for the UAE. Faze is with us right now. Morning.
I'm actually pretty bummed that this is happening after my son has gone to school. He's going to kill me. Oh. I got on the Chris Faze show.
Oh.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Well, say hello to your son for us, all right? What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for UAE for keeping us safe. That is the key thing that I am thankful for in 2020. The home countries, we come from two different countries, and the cases of corona have been out of, you know, just crazy. And the way the government here has handled everything, whether it was during the lockdown and the sanitization process, whatever they have done, I have felt so safe, and I have felt so protected. Me, my husband, and my two kids, and our nanny. We just feel like, I know the numbers are really crazy in UAE as well right now, but I can still get out. You know, I can still live life as long as I'm following the SOPs and as long as we're keeping social distance. So life didn't really end for us the way it has for a lot of people around the world. So I love that UAE was managed to, you know, keep us safe while continuing to live on.
You just said that. You wrapped up my thoughts like that exactly the right way you said that.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I mean, that's such a... We are grateful. We're living in this pandemic where I look at my countries like what's going on in America and the UK and different parts of Europe, all shut down.
All in lockdown.
You know, millions of cases. And here we are just getting on with our days and, you know, our healthcare system is good. So, well done, Faze. Thank you so much for sharing that. Your thank you UAE moment. We appreciate that.
We love the Chris Faze show.
Oh, we love it. We love you more. We love you more. What's your son's name?
His name is Asher.
Asher. Well, Asher, I know you're not. We're going to send you a recording of this call so you can play it to Asher. So, Asher, this is Chris Faze, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. We love you so much.
Yeah.
See you later. So, without us knowing, Eddie and Nala, we love you both. You guys are the backbone as well of this show. You decided to make assumptions. And what I mean by that is that you called out on social media for people that listen to this show and follow us of their assumptions on us personally. Is that right? Is this what you guys have done?
Yes.
Okay. Was it your idea, Nala, or Eddie's who did this one?
It was a collective.
Hey, Eddie, collective. You, after all
a
these
collaboration.
Years, after all these years, Eddie, you're going in on us.
No,
we just want to find out what the people think.
Okay, so right now, hundreds of messages have come in through Instagram.
Yeah.
Of what you assume of us. Mm-hmm. And we're about to hear them right now. Yep. So let's go through a few.
Okay, I'll start with Pretty.
Okay.
She wakes up super late and makes it to work just in time.
Ah,
wow.
I guess it's the way I look in the morning.
And then there's...
Hold on. I want to go through these. Okay. So that assumption is...
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite. She gets up the earliest out of all of us and gets here first. Actually, I argue with her, telling her that she gets here too early.
She does, yeah.
I mean, you're up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I guess I just need to work on the looks in the morning a bit more and the makeup a little bit more to look more awake.
Whoever said that just feels like you just rocked. Oh, I'm ready to go.
I mean, we work in radio. Who needs to look good? Just sweatpants and a t-shirt. You're good to go.
She doesn't know about the makeup woman we've got here that helps us.
Ross and I get makeup done before we get on the show.
Yeah.
Do you want another one for Pretty?
Let's go.
Okay, she trusts people easily and can't say no.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's true.
That is correct.
Whoever made that assumption of Pretty Malik is 100% right.
That's right.
She trusts people, but she can never say no. I get angry because just tell them no. Tell them no.
You're the one I can't say no to.
Except for me. Except for me. You say no to everyone else, except for me, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, you always like, yes, I can do that. Yes. Assumptions. That was a good assumption of Pretty Malik.
Now for Rossi. Okay. He enjoys playing the flute.
What?
Is that euphemism? I don't know.
Where did that come from?
What? Well, like Anchorman, Ron Burgundy. Jazz flute.
Plays the flute. Yeah. Why would someone assume that he plays the flute?
I love it.
You could just imagine him after the show. There he goes, gets in his little bedroom.
My sister played the flute, but not me. Yeah,
no, Rossi, the assumption is incorrect there.
There's this one. He's laid back, would rather sit on the sofa and do nothing than be on the show. But he secretly loves Chris Faze.
Yeah, I reckon that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I reckon that. I mean, definitely would rather be on a couch, right?
Yeah. than be on the show.
Yeah, and you definitely love me deep down inside. I think there's a lot of love in there.
I'd be long gone if I didn't.
Yeah. See?
There you go. Okay.
This one was the most common for Rossi as well. He's big on the outside, but soft in the inside.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like soft. You mean like he's
emotional. A soft.
Yeah,
like he's emotional. Yeah. Guy.
We've seen him sort of tear up a couple of times over the years on the show. I mean, what was the movie that you watched which you cried in? The dog one.
Marley and Me.
Yeah.
Are you laughing at that? It's a great, great movie.
he cried in Marley and Me.
Okay, what about Chris?
Chris has the funniest one.
Here we go.
He doesn't know how to do laundry.
Oh, what were...
Would
Chris,
you know that?
What were we talking about literally 48 hours ago?
Yeah, who does the ironing and the laundry for everyone? I don't do the laundry, but I do know how to do laundry. I did live on my own for many years, so I know how to do laundry, and I had my own cleaning business.
This is great. Go on.
Next.
And then he goes, a guy that has a plan but gets bored of the plan, then does something else that's better.
You're the kind of guy who has 25 plans running at the same time. If you do not have 25 things going on at the same time, you feel like you're not doing enough.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. But I don't like to do too much because I think then you lose focus. But that is true. I get bored. I do get bored quite easily.
Yes.
Now, this one I personally enjoyed. He's someone who won't stop talking during dinner parties.
Yep. Yes.
And what do you want me to do?
Why do you feel the need to talk?
Because
Is it uncomfortable silence?
Yeah, there's a lot of... I feel like I'm always the guy that has to get people talking. Oh, how you going? Good. What's going on? This is this. And then you got to just start telling stories.
If you are ever in a meeting with Chris Fade, be prepared to be there double the time you have booked.
Yeah,
just be prepared.
I always get told to, as before we walk into a meeting, they're always like, Chris, 30 minutes, buddy, we're in and out.
Yeah, but the thing is, he'll walk into the meeting and he'll say to everyone, listen, I've got 15 minutes to do this, but then he's the one who keeps everyone there.
He'll talk for 45 minutes.
And then the
best thing, the cherry on top is he'll blame you for running it late.
Yeah.
Is that it?
There's one that you don't share food.
Yeah, it's COVID.
No, pre-COVID.
Okay, yeah, I won't share my food. I'll buy you the food. I'll buy your own plate, but you're not going to touch mine. I agree, because that's mine. I just want to eat it.
I
just want to eat my own food.
But then in the studio, you've come around with like a bag of sweets, for instance, and you've said, do you want one of these?
But that's like, because it's a sharing food.
Right.
But when it's my own food, if I order like a burger and fries, I don't want you anywhere near it. I don't even want you near the fries. If you come near my fries,
even snack. Brianna.
Brianna's allowed to do whatever she wants because I'm scared.
Good answer.
So these are assumptions. These are interesting. Thank you, Noel. Thank you, Eddie. Let's open up the phone line. Maybe there are more assumptions, and I'd like to hear them, because when people assume things of you, it sort of is what you're portraying, and I'd like to know what I portray in Pretty and what Rossi is. What do you assume of us that we would do or you think we would do? John has a message saying, Rossi, I assume that you don't really go for Everton. You're actually a Liverpool supporter deep down inside.
No. Hey? I mean, we're on friendly terms, Liverpool and Everton, but that's a bad assumption.
Is that 100% false?
Yeah, 100%.
Shrela, is it Shrela? Shrela? Shrela?
Yeah, this is Shrela. Oh, hi.
Hi, you're amazing. I'm glad to have you on. What do you assume about us? Is it about me?
Well, I was just telling Nell about you. I think you're a crazy multitasker, Chris Fade.
Multitasking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Crazy being the key term there.
Multitasking.
Like as in like a bit beyond normal, like it's crazy, like it's too much.
Well, I'm like that, but I think it's fantastic, so...
I agree. I do a little bit of multitasking.
Examples, please.
Who?
You. Come on. What do you do that multitasking? I mean, apart from being on your phone and doing the equipment at the same time, which you're very good at. What else?
I mean, I don't know. Is it just like working, you know, doing stuff for the kids? Yesterday I taught the kids, which is not right, what to do. I got a glove, a latex glove, and I put it over my face and then blew it up so my face looked like a chicken.
That's not multitasking.
I was eating at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. Breaking news yesterday. When it dropped, I saw it. I didn't understand fully what it was all about. Someone that started their own business, I'm now more in, I guess,
intrigued about what's going on. But the UAE businesses can now have 100% foreign owned. Now, what does that mean? Usually when you open up a business here in the country, 50% or 51% of the company needs to be owned by someone of a local, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this rule has just changed yesterday. To understand it a little bit more and see how it affects everyone across the country, because this may be your opportunity. You're thinking yourself, hey, I want to start my own business. It's easier to do. The guys that do it here in the UAE and do it the best are VirtuZone. And we've got the founder and the chairman on right now. Neil Pitch is with us right now. Neil, hello.
Good morning, Chris. Super exciting day.
Mate, explain what does it mean? I'm trying to understand exactly what it means. What does this mean?
Well, you've probably heard people say COVID came along and it gives us opportunities. And you've thought, yeah, whatever. This is actually an example of exactly that. First thing I would say is that you've seen a series of announcements from the government. They're all designed to support. They've all been planned for years, but they've come perhaps a little bit faster. So right now, I think the main thing about this is that the UAE is the best place to have your company once you've set up. But to get it set up, quite a lot of us have trepidations and worries. And one of those that has existed for many years is, if I'm building a company and a local actually has 51% ownership, what control do I have? How fast can I change things in the company? And can I lose out? That is going to be removed. Now, I say that with caveats. So you're looking at having at least 7.5 million cash share capital to start with. If you want to come and build a hospital, you can, and you can own 100% of it. But, you know, you're talking about 100 million. So This is an FDI investment, which means it's designed to bring foreign investment into the country. But, Chris, two things for you. One is the confidence that this brings from the economies that we need to invest in here. Because your business, you know, more people are going to be buying lovely, incredibly healthy food for their kids if more people visit the country. So remember that.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And the second thing I'd say is that this brings attention to an issue, and your company is a good example. You can actually have a structure that already gives you 100% control, a little bit more complex. Now it's simplifying it. So I think the message is, one, you know, confidence is a fragile thing, but a very important thing. And this, along with the news that we had last week about you know, becoming much more of a Western society, it's going to give us confidence, and confidence means that people spend more money.
Okay, makes sense. So it's, yeah, really getting more foreign investment, getting companies from the outside to say, you know what, we're going to come set up shop here in the UAE. We want this to be our hub, and we'll know that we 100% own our company. And I think you're right, because more people coming in, you're right, more people will buy my snacks, more people will go shopping, more people will hit the malls, more people will do the tourist attractions. So it is a domino effect. I love it, I love it, I love it. Out of this COVID time where things are so negative sometimes, there are positives to look at. That is Neil Petch, chairman of VirtuZone. If you're looking to set up your business, hit up the guys from VirtuZone. Neil, always a pleasure, mate. Thank you for explaining that.
Thanks, Chris. Cheers.
There it is. Virgin Radio 104.4. It's the Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for your Tuesday. Well, I think we're going to do a lot of practicing in the next 24 hours.
We're going to have to.
We have been nominated to attempt a Guinness World Record. That will be happening on Thursday morning. We will be practicing all today. All tomorrow.
Yes.
What is it? Tilt-A-Cup.
It's called Five Cup Tilt-A-Cup. It's actually a party game. And the cool thing about this is that no one has the record for it.
Don't say that. Let's say someone has the record. We got to try to beat them.
No, but it's cool. Like, if we do it, we'd be the first to do it.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
What am I doing in this? I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, we don't know either. We're not sure. Because it only needs two people, this attempt. So I think Pretty and I are going to try it out from what we understand. And then if it doesn't happen, can Rossi have a go?
Yeah, he can.
I'm going to save the day, am I?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
You've seen how clumsy I am.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. More on that tomorrow. Pop quiz back as well. Have a great Tuesday. We'll catch you then. For myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.